Okay, what we had on the Omid before is we're on Chavtes Omid Beis. Chavtes Omid Aleph. Chavtes Omid Aleph. The Gemara says the Machlokas between Bar Poda and Ula. What happens when you make something Hegdish Ad She Yiktsitsu? What happens after it's cut? So till it's cut, it continues to become Kodesh every time you pulled it, and then when you cut it, Poda says you pulled it once, and that's it, doesn't become Kodesh again. And Ula says you don't have to be pulled it at all. Since you made it Tanai, that it's only Kodesh till you cut it down, once you cut it down, it's not Kodesh anymore, automatically. So Gemara says, Omer Leir HaVamanuna, so HaVamanuna said to Ula, Kedusha Shebohen Laheichen Hocha, where did the Kedusha go? How did Kedusha disappear? Something is Kodesh, you can't just disappear, you have to be pulled it, transfer it to something else, transfer it to the money, and then the Kedusha goes away. But Stam, how can Kedusha go away? Give you an example, where you see clearly that you can't have something that's Kodesh and it just disappears. Umayilu Omer Leisha. Person said to a woman, Hayomat Ishti, Lamachar Iyat Ishti. I'm the Kaddish you, I'm an ass, that today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife. You'll become a mutter automatically. Me nafka below get. You can't make such shnoyim, right? The Torah has a certain seder hadvarim, how it works. And the only way you can take away the kedusha of kedushin is through a get. You have to do something. And so any tnai the guy can make to say that you're married today but not tomorrow can't work. Once you're married today, that kedushin remains until you'll do something to take away the kedusha. Same thing over here. You made something Kodesh, right? Nothing can take away that Kedusha until something happens that will affect to take away that Kedusha. It can't just disappear. Omrei Rava, Miko Medamis Kedusha's Domin, Kedusha Guf. No, there's no Kashan Ula. Because Ula was talking only about Kedusha's Domin. Something only had Kedusha for its worth. It wasn't intrinsically Kodesh. So then, what's it called? Ula said that you can make it Tanai, that worth is only Kodesh for a certain amount of time, and after that, the worth isn't Kodesh. But something that's intrinsically Kodesh, like Kedushas Isha, or, we'll see, like a Korban, there ain't a Hanami, there's no way to take away the Kedusha unless you do something to take it away. Kedushas Domim Paka Bichdi. Kedushas Haguf Lo Paka Bichdi. Kedushas Domim Taka could go away by itself, and Kedushas Haguf not, Rashi. Omer le Rav Hamanuna le Ula. Heich yotzim le chulin below p'tiyah. How can something become chulin that was kodesh without being poded and transferring the kedusha to something else? V'chi kedusha shalohen leheichin holcha. Kolomer heichi poka b'chdi. Afa pishaniktsu. Even though they were cut down, right? But the ma'isa, they still were kodesh to begin with. So after they're cut down, you should have to be poded like Bar Poda says. But did it just disappear? How could that be? Omer leisha hayomat ishti shetehelim mikudesh zayom mikadesher for today lemacher iat ishti afal pi shehisnekach b'shas kedushin, even though he made such a tnai, make me nafka lemacher below get hachinami afal gav the niktsu haynu kamol lemacher einat ishti the lo nafki below pidyon. It's like saying today something should be kodesh and tomorrow not. You can't make such a tnai. Once it's kodesh, it's kodesh, and there are methods of how to remove that kedusha, at least by kedushas dom, by being poded. Tamara says, that answers Rafal's question from the other day. That was exactly what he was asking. Why can't I make it Tanai? Tanayim can only help on things that you're in control of. Here, you're not in control of such a thing. Tamara says, Miko medamis kedushas haguf, hanin tios dikadishi lipdia kodshe kedushas domin. These natias that the person made kodesh weren't kodesh lemizbeach. They're kodesh kedushas domin. That when they'll be cut down, you can be pulled them, and the money will go to Bedek HaBayis. That's why that Kedusha can disappear. A woman is Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, can't, once her goof becomes Kodesh, Legabi Kedusha, Legabi this man, in other words, she's Asher to everybody except for him, and she's Mutter to him, right? That change in her being can't be changed back automatically. There's a method the Torah gave. It's called a get, where the husband dies, one of the two. So Mara says, Omer le Abaya, Kedusha Guf lo poka bichdi. So Abaye said to Rava, you're selling me that Kedusha Saguf, right? The only reason that Ula said that the Kedusha goes away is because Kedusha is dummy. But if it would have been Kedusha Saguf, even Ula would agree that it doesn't go away without somehow taking away the Kedusha, however that could be. By Kedusha Saguf, there's not too many ways you can do it. But somehow. But Tanya, I'll show you a case where even Kedusha Saguf can go away. Shor ze Ula, kol lamed yom, ulachar lamed yom shlomim. Guy said like this, I'm making this shor an Ola for the next 30 days. So if it's brought within the next 30 days, it should be an Ola. If it's not brought within the 30 days, then it should be a shlomim. Okay? So the halacha is kol lamed yom Ola. If you bring it during the 30 days, it's automatically an Ola. Then the Kedushas Ola is chal on it. La'achar lamed yom shlomim. And after 30 days, the shlomim. So you see the Kedusha of shlomim can't be on an Ola. So it's either an Ola or a shlomim. So it means that the Kedusha of Ola goes away, and the Kedusha of shlomim comes in its place. So you see that just with a Tanai, you can make a Tanai to limit the Kedusha Saguf to a certain amount of time, and after that time, the Kedusha Saguf is something else is chal on it. So Amai, Kedusha Saguf, dinu, upoka bichdi. Here you see it's Kedusha Saguf, and it goes away after 30 days, automatically, without doing anything. So Mara says, no, Hochem, I ask you, the Omer Lidami. It's not talking where he made it Mamish and Ola. Any Chanami, if he said Mamish and Ola, then it's an Ola forever, and the Shlomim can never be Chal. He's talking where he said, I want to be Makdish this Lidmei Ola. Okay, in other words, that it shouldn't be an Ola itself, but I'm only being Makdish its worth. That it should be nifta and the money should go to buy an Ola. That's what he meant. So the behemoth itself only had Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf. Rashi. Havatanya Mishomer Shorze Ola Kol Lamed Yom, Shim Yikra Besoch Lamed Yom Ola. If I'll bring it within the next 30 days, it'll be an Ola. But if I don't have a chance to bring it within the next 30 days, and it's after 30 days, then Yikrav Yikore Dihei Shlomim. If it's brought after 30 days, then it should be automatically a Shlomim. So Kol Lamed Yom Aviola, Kamosha Omer. Ulachar Lamed Yotza Mikdusha Sola Vahavi Shlomim. So you see, the Kedusha of Ola can go away automatically without and doing anything. Va'amai Nafka Mikdusha Sola HaKedusha Kedusha Saguf Dinu. Here we're talking about a korban, which is Kedusha Saguf, similar to the case of the Isha. Upoka Bichdi. The Kasha La'ula Domer Kedusha Saguf La'upoka Bichdi. Right? And it's a Kasha on, not really a Kasha on Ula. It's a mistake. It's a Kasha on, Rava. Right. It's a Kasha on Rava. What's the Gimel here? Should be good. Rava. See? Gimel. Ah. Mashma de Rashi is alogoris leil omar le Rava. But omar le, the Ula who de ka omar le. Ula answered himself. So then it's a Kasha on Ula. Ula himself made a difference between Kedusha Saguf and Kedusha Dami. Rashi had a different girsa. But according to the girsa we have, it's a Kasha on Rava, not a Kasha on Ula. Ula didn't make that differentiation. Rava did. The Omer Kedush Saguf lo poka bichdi. Omer lecha Ula. So Rashi have a different gears than we have here. We have Hochem Mayaskina. We don't have Omer Le Bechlav. We just have Hochem Mayaskina. Omer lecha Ula Hochem Mayaskina. The poka Kedushas Ula. The Omer Ledomi. The Omer Hochi. Torah's Dom of Ola kol lamed yom. Right? The whole 30 days, not that it should be brought as an Ola, but it has Kedushas Domim for the sake of an Ola. In other words, what you do is, I makdish this to Bedek Abayis. Really, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to mak this Tmimim to Bedek Abayis. So it could be talking where it was, what's it called, a Balmum. Right? Ola kol yom, la'achar shev denu. After I'll be polda it, the money should go for an Ola. The ekach b'dom of Ola. Lahachi lachar lamed yom paka bichtiv tushes domini. Ava kedusha saguf kein lo paka enochinami. If it would be kedusha saguf, it would remain an ola. But since it's talking in a case where you made it kedushas domim, not kedusha saguf, then like Ula said, kedushas domim could go away automatically, and if kedusha saguf, not.